BBC Radio Humberside.
And on your radio.
The sound of Northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire is
BBC Radio Humberside.
At 1 o'clock with the latest BBC News for Northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire, I'm Phil Towers. People in Scunthorpe say they want more assurances steelmaking in the town will continue for decades to come. It's a week since MPs passed an emergency law to take control of the firm from its Chinese owners, Jingyi, after orders of raw materials to keep its blast furnaces running could not be made. But Cheryl Clark, whose son-in-law works at the plant, says they need something in black and white.
Nothing's really stabilised yet. Yes, they've kept the furnaces going. Yes, they've ordered and paid for the new coke and it, you know, everything that keeps the furnaces burning. But at the end of the day, it's got to be more secure, and security in job and the country is vital.
Well, during a visit to the Scunthorpe site earlier this week, the Chancellor Rachel Rees told us that there's a bright future for steelmaking in the town. Next, drivers at Hull Trains are continuing to strike over Easter in a long-running dispute over the sacking of a colleague. Members of ASLEF walked out on Good Friday and will continue striking until Tuesday morning, warning services will be disrupted. The union says the driver was unfairly sacked after raising a safety issue at a meeting, something that the company disputes. The online supermarket Ocado has apologised to the online forum Mumsnet after previously describing comments it made about transgender women as hateful political views. Mumsnet had called for clarity last year about the meaning of sex and equality law. This week, the Supreme Court ruled that the definition of a woman should be based on biological sex. We're being warned to stay safe around reservoirs this Easter weekend. Rangers from Yorkshire Water will be at beauty spots talking to visitors. The BBC's Nick Morris has more.
With visitor numbers to reservoirs expected to rise over the bank holiday, the firm says people might be tempted to take a dip as the water appears serene on the surface. It says there's hidden dangers below, including cold water shock, operational equipment and underwater currents. It's also advising visitors to protect wildlife and the environment by not lighting fires and barbecues. It follows a recent spate of wildfires in Yorkshire.
And this is a fascinating one. Scientists in California claim they've seen a new colour, which they're calling Olo. Researchers use specialist lasers to stimulate cells in their retinas, resulting in what they've described as a saturated blue-green hue. Professor Ren Ung from University of California, Berkeley, was involved in the experiments.
No one's going to see this on their smartphone or their TV, you know, anytime soon. But the reason that we're studying this is because we think it's a way to get into a deeper way to study vision science and neuroscience to make new discoveries. Take a colorblind person, for instance. We think there's a possibility to have a colorblind person potentially be able to be, we call it boosting their dimensionality to see that full color.
Amazing stuff. The BBC weather, variable cloud and sunny spells this afternoon, turning cloudier later. Highs of around 12 degrees Celsius. That's the latest. For an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Humberside.
The sound of Northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire.